In my opinion, we live in a very polarizing, black and white kind of world. And what I mean by that is that there are a lot of or choices we feel we must make. Are you with them or are you with us? This or that? Do you believe this or do you believe that? And yet I always feel that our faith calls us away from a place of or to a place of and. Us and them. This and that. You and me. This and mindset is one of reconciliation. It is one of unity. Conflict, sure, but compromise. And expands. Where or cuts off and severs, or makes us choose and helps us create. Our theme this morning is word and work, two words that speak to our call as followers, as disciples of Christ, to both contemplate, study, read, write, and pore over our faith, and to put it into action. To get to work, to live into our faith, and to live our faith out loud. The and is important here because a life of faith has always been about both word and work, heart and hand, action and contemplation. Now, it is not easy to hold word and work together, sometimes in tension, sometimes in tandem. And yet it is, I believe, what Christ calls of us, to figure out how to talk the talk and walk the walk, two things that defined Jesus and his ministry and the call he had for his disciples. So my prayer this morning is that our time together might teach us, inspire us, and prepare us to go out into a world in need of both word and work. Even now, as we gather together to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join as we confess our sins together by praying the prayer of confession that is printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Loving God, you call us to go out into the world, to do your work and to serve your people. But you also call us to pause, to listen, and to rest in the knowledge that we are human beings, not human doings. When we feel we must choose between action and contemplation, between word and work, forgive us. When we compare ourselves to those around us for whatever it is they are doing or not doing, forgive us. Guide us back to a place of peace and contentment. When we get distracted by our need to be perfect or better than, remind us that a life of faith and a relationship with you is all about balance. And when we spend all of our time judging ourselves or judging others, we miss the opportunities to savor time in your presence. Give us grace, O God, for ourselves and for all. Amen. Friends, we do not need to be perfect or do anything perfectly to earn God's forgiveness. We are, just as we are, God's beloved children, and the gifts from God are freely given to us. When we dare to confess our sins, when we dare to claim our mistakes and ask for God's help, we are met with an abundance of grace, always. May we feel that grace this day. May it shape who we are and how we live, and may we offer it abundantly to ourselves and to others. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. Our first scripture is Psalm 15, a psalm of David, as he asks the question, O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from the heart, who do not slander with their tongue and do no evil to their friends, nor heap shame upon their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised but who honor those who fear the Lord, who stand by their oath even to their hurt, who do not lend money at interest, and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. And our second scripture is from Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked him, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed. Indeed, only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her."
So I have a message for the children and also for the young at heart. Right in the middle of summer right now, and that got me thinking about family summer vacations. I think a lot of us take a vacation in the summer because there's no school right now, the days are longer, it's warmer, and maybe it's just a little lazier. So I remember when I was a kid, when we would go on our summer vacations, one of the things we loved to do was jigsaw puzzles. We would go to a place and maybe that place had a jigsaw puzzle and we'd work on it there, maybe we'd bring one, but we would spend all this time around a table with that puzzle and we would work on it and we would work on it and we'd talk about lots of different things while we were working on the puzzles. Sometimes we'd get frustrated, we'd have to walk away from the puzzle and then you come back and then you work on it till it's finally done. So I brought a puzzle. This is a weird puzzle to have brought. This is the pleasures of winter. but it's the puzzle I found. It has 1,000 pieces, so that's going to take a while to do. And the pieces, and these are small pieces. If we were up close, if the kids were up close, they could see these. But some of them have a flat edge. Some of them have a lot of those, what would you call that, the sticky out part, right? And then some of them are just, what would you call it? And then some of them have only the slots that go in, right? And I mean, they're all different, all different. If the shapes are the same, the colors are different, right? So there's only one way to put this puzzle together. The way our family would do it is, normally you put the edges together, right? You get your boundary, get it all worked out. And then how do you get the middle together? Some people, they just pick up a piece. And they're just gonna figure out where it goes. Just keep trying. If that doesn't work, throw it down, pick up another piece. I'm gonna make it work, right? Sometimes, after you've done that for a while, you sit back and you look at the puzzle. And maybe you have a piece in your hand and you just look. Ah, that's where it goes. Or maybe you look at the puzzle and you look at the pieces. And there's the piece and you put it in. So you work on it until it's done. Now, when I think about puzzles, I think about maybe how we should treat our family and our friends in our lives. Sometimes, like in the Bible story, right, Mary and Martha, it's important sometimes to stop working and get together, join together, and take that time to spend together, to talk to each other, to learn more about each other, like you can do when you're working on a puzzle. Sometimes you need to take your time to learn about another person that you don't know very well. What are your common interests? How do your pieces fit together? Sometimes if you've been fighting with a friend or a brother or a sister, you need to break away. Just take a moment. But don't forget to come back and work until all of the pieces of your puzzle fit together and your picture's complete. So now let's pray, and then afterwards we can say the Lord's Prayer. Dear God, thank you for the lazy days of summer and the chance to spend more time playing with our family and friends. Help us to take time to slow down, look at the world around us, and listen for you. Help us to remember that all of us are pieces in your puzzle, and you can help us all fit together as we should. Now hear us as we pray the prayer your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.